Blog Talk Radio.
Mike Spirit FM.
Welcome to Above and Beyond with celebrity psychic medium Grant Collier. Grant will take you through his knowledge of the spirit world alongside some amazing guests. So get dialing and get a reading on today's show by dialing 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611 and prefix 001 if you're calling from outside the USA. And now, please welcome your host, Grant Collier.
Hello, and welcome to another Above and Beyond with myself, Grant Collier. And have I got a show for you tonight, guys? Well, not one guest, but two guests. How about that? Now, I know what you're all thinking. You're thinking to yourself, you're looking out the window tonight and you think to yourself, oh my God, it's getting closer and closer to Christmas. Well, it is getting closer to Christmas. I can't believe how quick the week's gone. My week has just shot by. I think I've lost a day out somewhere. I don't know why, but Friday already. And do you know what? It's all good. I don't mind it going fast. I know that I'm a bit of a Christmas man myself and I love a bit of Christmas. Actually started to get the decorations up in my house, believe it or not, and the tree will be going up tomorrow. Well, there you go. That's to put it on a good note, and it made everyone really happy. They're thinking, oh God, not Christmas. Please don't talk about Christmas. Well, do you know what? I like Christmas. It gives you a sense of good vibration. Go on, he went into a blast of the Beach Boys then, but I'm not gonna sing tonight. Oh no. This is a spiritual show, and this is what it's all about. Now, Mercury is in retrograde, guys. It has been over for just over a week now. And do you know what? I believe in this Mercury in retrograde stuff. I really, really do. Because, you know, there's been a lot of complications, technical-wise, people, you know, not coming forward. It has been a little bit like that. And Moon's in Capricorn as well. So the Moon in Capricorn, what does that mean? Well, it can mean that you might feel that you're very organized at the moment. There's an ambitious feel within you, so you might be planning for the year ahead. It gives you a sense of vitality, the Moon in Capricorn, and also makes you feel very responsible about the energies of where you are at the moment. So this is, if you're feeling like this and we're in a Mercury in retrograde, then there's this confliction. So you're probably expecting that you want so much to happen at the moment. You are getting organized, but things are going against you. Well, don't worry about that, because obviously, over the course of the next couple of weeks, Mercury in retrograde will come away and we'll feel a lot more clearer about where things are. So there you go. So that's a little bit about what's going on astrologically out there and what's happening around the energies of why we're feeling the way we are at the moment. Now, I talked about two lovely guests. We'll be bringing one in a short while, but I just want to let you know that I've just spoken to my lovely friend recently, Robin Lowne, the palmist. And you can catch Robin at www.robinlowne.com. That's LOWN.com. And he worked, and he's also working at the College of Psychic Studies in London at www.collegeofpsychicstudies.co.uk, which is all one word. And he's actually going to be appearing in January's edition of Spirit and Destiny magazine. Now, it's out in December, but it's for the January edition. So look out for this one. It's called the Palmistry Challenge. So he's asked me if I could promote this, and of course I do, because he's my spiritual brother. I love him to bits. This man is so, so busy at the moment, and he's got stuff going on with American Airways. That's it. He's got a thing to do with them coming up soon, so he's going to be doing all that. So he's quite busy. He's got stuff going on all over the place. And he's got loads of dates of events coming up into the new year of 2013. But we will have him on, and I'm going to have him back on for a Christmas special, because this man just is amazing. The stuff and knowledge, what he doesn't know about the palm and the hand is just beyond me. I've watched him work. We work together. We're looking at a tour next year called it's called Spirit in Your Hand, and it combines the mediumship with the palmistry, and it's up on live demonstrations. So look out for that, guys, in the future. But we have got lots to go through tonight. My guest, who's coming up after a short piece of music, is a lovely lady that I've worked alongside on Psychic TV here in the UK. She's also worked on other channels here, on Channel 5, on The Right Stuff Show. She's an amazing lady, a very gifted talent, and it's an absolute pleasure to have her on the show tonight. What can I say about this guest? I mean, she, you know, her credit goes beyond her. She's just such a lovely energy. And it's, like I say, time and time again, this lady, I watch her work. I watch her describe the passion of where she works within the energy of what she does. And I'll talk about that when she comes on. It's amazing. But I'm going to say to you guys that stay tuned. We're going to have a piece of music. And then we'll come straight back in and I'll introduce the guest. So pin your ears back, grab yourself a cup of coffee, put your feet up and listen to our lovely first piece of music. And it goes a little something like this. It is coming, believe me. Here it comes.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Wow, that's a great event coming up in February with the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Keep your eyes peeled for that one, guys. Like I promised you, we've got a guest on the line that I'm sure you're going to be amazed by. It's the lovely Andy Hudson. Andy, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here, Grant.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, my darling. And I've got to say to you, you know, I used to watch you before I actually come to Psychic TV myself. I actually used to watch you and used to be amazed by your knowledge in the area that you work. Can you tell everybody how you work and how you use it within the energy of your of the way you work?
Yeah, I mean, I pick up with these different vibrations from people's voices, or just by having them sit in front of me, or a great audience. And I see light and colours around the voice, or I see light and colours around the person.
Yeah.
And from that, I link into different levels of spirit to give them whatever they seem to need for their highest sort of level of well-being. And, of course, I use crystals to link as well.
Wow. And I've seen you working live on TV doing this, and you've got such a knowledge of the crystals. This is what I want to really bring into the energy of tonight's show with yourself, because there's a lot of people that come to me and go, what does this crystal mean? Now, I know the basic crystals, you know, and I very much use the clear quartz crystal because it helps with channeling. But there's a lot of crystals there that I don't understand, a bit like labradorite and so on and so on.
Yeah.
So we want to basically cover the ones that people would really need in their life, say, for instance, if they're going through emotional stuff, spiritual development, healing. Could you cover them main crystals for us right now?
Absolutely. I mean, if people are interested in psychic development, then the crystal that I'm really finding its vibration is changing a lot at the moment to help people is it's a crystal, it's a stone, it's a mineral, and it's called Elestial, E-L-E-S-T-I-L. And it brings in an incredible vibration on an angelic level.
Yeah.
Really helps people who are just entering into sort of intuitive psychic pickup. And people come to my classes and say, ooh, not sure. You know, grandma told me it was bad, uncle this. And I just waylay all their fears, put them away, and give them an Elestial. And they start saying, ooh, what is that vibration? And the other great one at the moment is the beautiful Aqua Aura that I use a lot on live TV. And Aqua Aura is pure, pure grade, high-grade quartz, like the one you say you use to channel. But it has 24-karat gold literally blended and bonded through the crystal cells. I've just picked up a piece, and it's just like, whoa, the most incredible energy appears, and it becomes beautiful bluey gold. And I see a blue-gold ladder that goes straight the way up. and then I get a connection for someone, so whatever it is they want. I mean, on a love level, and there's so many questions, of course, to do with love and relationships at the moment, always. And the soul only evolves when it is in an intimate relationship with another.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's so perfect. Even when we have what people call a bad relationship, it's not. It's a good relationship because it helping the soul to evolve. And I use for that, you mentioned rose quartz, the beautiful pink quartz, which is a pure white quartz, but it's manganese where it was produced in the earth crust, so it has this beautiful pink.
Oh, wow.
The other one that's even a higher vibration, you've got to be really careful with this one, because this one really attracts love, is the pink tourmaline. Is someone writing it down? It's a great stone. And there's another one again, a little bit more dangerous, enters right into the middle of the heart chakra, into the soul levels of love. And that's called kunzite. Excuse the expression, but it's K-U-N-Z-I-T-E. And it's an incredible stone. So I would say to people, you know, if you're attracting love, if you're growing in a love relationship, or even if you want to dispel the pain, one of those, if listeners put their hands over those stones when they find them, one of them will actually guide them and help them to release pain and also empty out the heart chakra so you're ready to bring in what you truly deserve. That's how it works.
Is there any specific, because I know there's a lot of, we gave a lot of people that listening to the show, Andy, that may well be into the paranormal side, and if they want to go in and they want protection around something, what specific crystal would give you offer protection?
Yes, well, whenever people start to do that and they want to get involved with the paranormal and they want protection, I always mention amethyst straight away.
Right.
Now, amethyst is an extraordinary stone. Probably our listeners tonight have seen it. The one where you see it literally formed in caves. Uh-huh. You can see in 1,000 little terminations of purple crystal. Now, the very, very dark, dense, almost black purple amethyst gives the biggest protection from any negatives up in the universe. And any negatives where there's psychic attack, which, of course, is a whole nother ball game that we need to talk about. Because I'm sure we've got listeners who are saying, oh, I felt really out of sorts today, or I felt a faint, or I felt, the great word I heard the other day, discombobulated. You know, when someone feels discombobulated, they're not themselves. Well, then this amethyst stone will really help one to release those negative energies. And the other big one that I use a lot for people who are entering into the paranormal and who need to link to higher levels but at the same time be grounded and protected is the black tourmaline. Okay?
Black tourmaline, yeah.
Yeah, the black tourmaline. It sort of grows in little shards, little long little pieces. It's not like a stone with a beautiful termination, you know, a point. But it's got incredible power for protection for those out there that want to enter in. You know, the paranormal isn't so abnormal anymore. It's totally normal for all of us. You deal with spirit every day. I deal with spirit every day. And it's just like this beautiful connection with this warmth. I always try and say to people that there is, okay, negative and evil up in the universe, but hey, there's an awful lot more light. And we work with the light, don't we?
Absolutely. Now, if there's problems around communication,
say
people are having trouble communicating, say they can't open up their throat chakra, is there specific crystals that can open up and bring connection and communication forward?
Absolutely. Quite a few coming out of the Earth's crust, more and more at the moment in this last decade. And one of them is Larimar. And this is a stone that just comes from one Caribbean island, and it's the most beautiful pale blue with a pale, it's like the sky in the Caribbean. It's an incredible stone that resonates into the frequency of the throat chakra and can allow you to literally have the confidence to speak, whether it's to speak with a difficult love situation or a business meeting, or I give it to a lot of TV presenters who get literally hot and bothered just before they're going live on air. I just slam a huge piece in their hands and go, just breathe it in.
Well, it was something that me and you never had to have when we were presenting on the psychic TV.
Absolutely. Well, we don't seem to have a problem with communication. That's we're lucky there. And I'm ruled by Mercury, and I'm using Aqua Aura at the moment to counteract the, you know, reverse energies of Mercury at the moment, because anyone ruled by Mercury speaks and communicates, but communicates from the heart. So the throat chakra, of course, is the middle part between the heart and where the voice speaks from the mouth. And I use as well, there's two other stones. One is called Amazonite. It's a beautiful greeny blue stone with silver shards of light in it. Uh-huh. And that's also very helpful for communication and indeed for channeling from spirit to interpret what spirit is saying to us so we can give it to our viewers, to our listeners, to our clients. And there's actually one more as well, blue topaz, which is quite rare. The other two are more easy to get all over Britain and all over Europe today. But the blue topaz, higher vibration, actually starts making me giggly, so I thought I better not bring it in tonight. Because then I get a little bit too giggly.
Well, yeah, definitely keep it away, because I know that the vibration of crystals really, really sort of play havoc on your energies. you are an amazing energy within yourself, and you've done a lot, Andy, over time. I mean, you've worked for Psychic TV, but that's one little thing of what you've done over the years. Can we just know a little bit about your background and where this sort of why you've got into the energy of crystals and not into any area other than that?
Well, I have a grandfather. I feel he's still around me. But he was actually during the First World War in Egypt, and he did have crystals and minerals around him, and he did do a lot of healing work for people everywhere he went. And I've got notes of him in Alexandria. I've got notes about him in Cairo, Aswan Dam, amazing places. And he worked with crystals and minerals and sent lots of them back home to Wales, because we're a Welsh crowd, even though I'm afraid I've got this really, really funny English voice. I am totally Welsh. The voice is misleading, really.
Oh, well, Mike Davis would love you on here. Because he's from Cardiff.
Oh, well, I'm from Cardiff. That's where I'm from. So.
Oh, well, there you go. You get on like a house.
Cardiff psychics we are. West Wales, when I was 10 years old, I had an absolute vision in the middle of a forest. Actually, we call it a coom. And I literally could see all these crystals. I thought they were crystals glistening in a little stream, and they were just stones, but they literally spoke to me. I took them out. I made a dowser out of one of them, and I do readings with the circle of stones. And then 20 years later, find out that my grandfather in Egypt actually did psychic readings with a circle of stones. So it was like he was channeling it all through to me. It was fascinating. I progressed through. I went to college in Cardiff. Everybody said, what on earth are you talking about? Which happens to a lot of us when we're developing. And I was really strong about spirit. If people criticized or said, you know, I'm really sorry, lady, but you're off with the fairies, I'd say, oh, no, you're the ones that are off with something. You're not really. There's spirit there, and it's communicating through certain people. Came up to London, worked in photography, and worked as a PR. And it was then with a very special lady that I used to work with that she introduced me to a lot of very well-known celebrities. She knew I could do readings and I could connect spirit as a medium, as a channel. And that was an incredible 8 years of my life. I then got into Channel 5. And started to be a color therapist there, bringing crystals and all sorts of crazy colored scarves into the studio. And they used to jam all the emails and they'd go, what are you doing? What's that woman doing? We can't have crystals on Channel 5. But we did.
Well, this was for a daytime show. It was called The Right Stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, Matthew Wright. Yeah,
that's it, Matthew Wright on The Right Stuff, Channel 5 here in the UK, guys. Now you have got some more stuff later on coming up with them as well, haven't you?
I have, yes.
Do you know what sort of dates that is, or are we going a little bit too
soon? For the moment, looking into scripts and ideas and finance on it, so no, I can't give anything on that at the moment, but I will.
Okay, but definitely coming up probably within the new year, yes?
Yes, it is.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and meanwhile, I'm teaching in the College of Psychic Studies, which I hear our other guest, the wonderful palmist, also lectures and teaches from there. I teach crystals and minerals and literally teach people how to grasp the skill of being a medium, of being a channel, of being a psychic, and really, you know, honoring that power, because it's a powerful thing for the future for all of us. Crystals,
wow.
Crystals.
Well, you know, like I say, you know, you've done all this. You know, is there any chance in the future that we will see Andy Hudson writing books or put anything else out there within your work?
Yeah, you're being psychic a little bit, are you?
Well, yes, I did tune into your energy and I saw two books there. So there must be two things that you're planning to do.
Exactly. I mean, one of them is the crystal book I've been working on for about 15 years. The other was the colour therapy book, but somehow or other, something's happened. The two have combined and it's working really well. So everything's finished now. I basically am a very visual person. Uh-huh. Grant, and I like to teach people through the visuals of colour and crystals. So this book's very photographic, but with lots of little questionnaires and quizzes and psychic tests for people. So it's quite an interactive book that's coming out. I'm just talking to publishers to see who is the one. There's one in London and there's one in France. So we'll see what happens. And it's supposed to be literally the end of the spring, which will be an exciting thing for me because it means I won't have to come home, sit in my office and write the book anymore. It's finished.
Well, a little bird tells me also that you're also doing some work with the psychic artistry. So you're working on the psychic art as well.
Yes. I trained as, how does one put it? Well, I took a degree in art. And so I love art. I love drawing, painting. I love the history of it all. And suddenly, about 5 years ago, when I was doing a reading, I sort of had this urge to get paper and pencils and colours out.
Yeah.
And I start to do psychic readings for people with psychic art. Now, most people and most listeners today probably think that psychic art is when a psychic like me, a medium, brings in images of their spirit guides, of their master guides, their angels, but it isn't that. What's happening in the 21st century is that psychic art's evolving into amazing images which give people a story about their lives. So great stuff.
Yeah, well, what I love about psychic art as well is the colour vibration in some of these pieces as well. The colour is so immense. And colours that I'm seeing, especially through there's a guy that I'm hoping to get on the show very soon, a guy called Patrick Gamble. His art and the colour in his art, even though the art is absolutely fantastic and he brings through these energies of different things from the spirit world, but the colour's amazing.
Yes,
is that something that you use or find a lot vibrant within your work?
It's completely different when you're channeling. There's an energy of crazy colours that you would think, I'm not sure if that would work, but it always works when it comes to spirit. And
this is the sort of thing, Andy, that people don't realise that, you know, when we look into the spirit world, the colours that we see are amazing.
Those amazing rainbows we see.
Yes, and the thing is that they go beyond our normal spectrum of colour, and this is what we're getting within the psychic art that's coming through.
Absolutely, it's a different level. So from anybody's point of view who has a leaning towards psychic art, I always say to them, before you start, and you start to get a reading for someone, then have sort of paper, charcoal, crayons, watercolours, oils, gouache, have all sorts of different mediums, because they're going to come in, to excuse the pun, have all sorts of different mediums.
Yeah.
you got me, because it's a medium to paint in oil, you see. Silly pun. go on.
Andy, I've got to say, because time's clicking really quickly here, and, you know, I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours. Like I say, you know, you're an amazing... you've got an amazing gift. You're an amazing person. You're a very, very loyal friend as well. And you're somebody that I'll always turn to if I need my help around the crystals. You're on top of my list, my darling, when it comes to people knowing about crystals, I come to Andy Hudson. Andy, your website is www.andyhudson, that's A-N-D-I-E,
yes,
H-U-D-S-O-N, isn't that correct?
Correct.
Okay, is that .com?
.com.
Okay, so it's www.andyhudson.com.
Yes.
Hudson,
yes.
H-U-D-S-O-N,
yes.
.com. Guys, go and check out Andy's website. You know, this lady has got a full lot of knowledge of what's going on. I'm sure it's on your website, Andy. I haven't checked it out.
It
yet.
Is. It's
but there's so much going on there, bless you. And you are a busy person. You know, like today, you were rushing around. You was rushing around all week. You've got loads going on. You're teaching. Wow. You're just you're hard to track down,
it's a bit like you, Grant, isn't it?
But it is a pleasure to have you on, Andy.
It's great. Well, thank you for inviting me.
And I'm hoping...
What would you like me to do?
Oh, I would. You know, if you are free and available later on in the show, I know you're busy tonight.
Yeah.
If you are free and available, would you do the pleasure, if you are available, to come back and do some joint readings with me?
Oh, that would be fun. Tell me when, and I'll be back on.
Well, you know, we're running to 11 o'clock, so if you're free within the next sort of hour, that would be great. And we can do the last 25 minutes together. That would be fantastic.
Fabulous. I'd love that. Okay.
Well, I'll speak to you soon, hopefully. Yeah. And thank you again, the lovely Andy Hudson.
Thank you very much, Grant.
Oh, bless your heart, darling. And see you soon. Yeah. Okay, guys, we have got one guest just gone. We've now got another guest coming on in a short while after we play a piece of music. Now, this man, where Andy Hudson is out there and knowing about the crystals, this man knows a hell of a lot about the paranormal world. He's big. He is big in the paranormal world. And this man has done so much work with a lot of people around that area of the work. I mean, this guy is a big, big friend of the Most Haunted team. He is a big friend of the lovely Ian Lawman. Oh, yes. It's the lovely... I'm not going to tell you his name. I'll bring him in after we've had a short piece of music. But I've got to tell you, I love this man a bit. He's a true friend. I like to call him my twin because he looks very, very similar to me with the amount of hair on his head. But what a lovely gentleman. I will bring him in after the break. Let's go to a piece of music. And it goes a little something like this.
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there, holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays our favorite song. Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful. don't fill our hopes up too high. Cause she's got her own obligations, and so
go, the lovely Me and Mrs. Jones by the lovely Michael Bublé, who I had the pleasure of going to see in the O2 next July. I can't wait for that one. A man that I absolutely adore. And if you haven't seen my Facebook page, I'm sure that you would have already realised that by now, that I'm a great lover of Frank Sinatra. So obviously I'm a great lover of Michael Bublé. Anyway, enough of that. Let's talk about my next guest. Well, like I said, this is a man that's very big in the paranormal world. He has had his own radio show as well. And I've got to say to you, I've been on his radio show, and I think it was probably the first time I ever did radio show, or went on to radio, I should say. So I'm quite excited to have this man on. And I always said that I would one day make sure that I would do something in return for him. It's the lovely, the incredible Ray Jordan. Ray, are you there, my friend?
Good evening, twin.
Hello. And it's been a long time, though, here, because you have been busy, Ray. I mean, you're a trooper. I mean, you've done a lot over the last couple of years, and I know that you took a little bit of a break for a while, and, you know, you're back in the saddle now, and you're doing a lot. But, you know, you've done a lot. I mean, you were on the Kevin Moore show recently as well, talking about bits and pieces that I've had the pleasure of talking to Kevin recently myself. But let me know, come on, because I don't know, what have you been up to? What, you know, let's go right back to the beginning, where you got into the paranormal stuff, the people that you've worked with, and basically the stuff that you've done around it.
God, how did I get into it? Well, it's quite a unique story. I mean, I think a lot of people can relate to the story. I was about 5 or 6, you know, yeah. My grandfather's house, we used to play in his cellar, and we used to go looking for ghosts and things, and at that stage, you know, we didn't really understand what we were doing, but we kind of did, and we used to sit in front of a mirror with a candle looking for ghosts, hoping to see them. And obviously we know now that that's scrying. I mean, we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
And I guess my knowledge and my thirst started to grow from there. And I saw my grandmother. Uh-huh. She had died 6 months previous, and I knew she was dead, but I don't think I really understood the concept of death. But I knew she was looking at me, and I thought, well, yeah. Why is she looking at me if she's dead? Looked away, looked back up, and she was gone. And my journey really has grown from there, to be honest, Grant.
Wow, and I must admit, you know, you've done some incredible stuff. I know you had your own radio show, Haunted 911, which was a blast as well, because, you know, you had some amazing guests on there. I mean, over the course of the guests that you had on the radio show, can you give me some names that you had on the show, who you spoke to, who you interviewed? I mean, let's put it this way. We're not just talking about people in the UK. I mean, you've been out to America as well. We'll come to that in a minute. So let's talk about Haunted 911 and where that went and what was happening.
Well, Haunted 911 was just the most amazing for me and my co-host Wayne, who was also in the TV series with me. It was just the most amazing thing for 2 years. You know, we had some incredible guests. We had known names from the UK. We pulled in names from the from estates, from all over. We interviewed people who wrote in the paranormal, horror people, celebrity psychics, investigators, everyone we could think of. Yeah. Thought outside of the box, so we brought them in. And it was a comedy-based paranormal show. I mean, there was a serious topic. Yeah, we had a serious side to the show where we asked questions, we took questions from the chat room, but we also had fun giving the listeners maybe a different view of, say, yourself that people might not necessarily see.
Well, this is it. And I loved it when I come on because it was a relaxed show. It wasn't too serious. Obviously, the work is serious, but you gave it a light where people could understand a bit more. And it gave, you know, the people that sat outside the box a chance to come in and listen to it and go, do you know what? These are normal people coming in with a gift or interested in the paranormal world. And it just worked. I mean, I remember I come on your Christmas special. With my partner Katie Keeley, and it was an amazing show. We had so much fun, and it was really good.
I've got to
say to you, Ray, I miss it, because at the end of the day, you know, Ray Jordan for me is a big name. Now, Ray, not only did you get me on your show, you've done a lot of other things for me as well. I know that we did a paranormal investigation together. We're not going to go too deeply into it, but you've helped me out.
Yeah, no.
We're not going to go too much into that. But you have done me stuff, and we've done stuff, you know, out of our good heart to do charitable work and bits and pieces. And do you know what, Ray? You know, you are somebody that I'll always have in my phone book, and always will say to you that, do you know what? If there's anything that I can do for you within the paranormal world, I'll come to you, because you've got a lot of contacts. You've also got a very good friend. And the thing is that, you know, that will always go on till the day I'm put in under the ground myself, you know. But Ray, what are you planning to do? Where are you going now? What do you want to really go into now?
Well, at the moment, I've taken some major time out because of personal circumstances, which we've talked about off air and what have you. But I'm now back in the saddle. And I'm now gradually getting myself back into, you know, the media career again. I mean, I've been provisionally cast in a new TV series. It's all early days. You know what TV is like. It can be, you know, good one minute. It can be no news the next minute. It takes time. But this is going to be set in Australia.
Wow.
So there's going to be another British psychic on the show. There's going to be two Australians and one American. And it's a very, very different type of paranormal show. I mean, if we get the green light, and we're probably at about 80%, then I'm off to Australia for about 2-3 months filming.
Fantastic.
Apart from the paranormal, I've got some other TV work coming up, like a TV pilot plus one episode of a cooking show, which I've written and I'm going to present. I've got some guesting spots coming up on other shows. So, you know, there are things I've had to put off, which I can now bring forward again. So
no, that's good, Ray, because, you know, you're a Pisces like me. And, you know, when things don't go right for us, we sort of step back a little bit. We are quite sensitive people, us water signs.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, because your birthday's on the 11th, isn't that correct?
Yep, correct, yep.
And I'm on the 16th, so we're only about 5 days, we're 5 days apart within our birthday. So basically, you are pretty much the twin, but just five days earlier than me.
although I do look younger, come on.
Well, yeah, okay, I'll let you have that one. but Ray, you know, I always say that with us Pisceans, we're troopers. We have ambitions. We have dreams. We know where we're going. We feel it inside. And I know you do. And I know that, you know, over the past year or so, there has been the times when you step back and you've had your personal bits and pieces. And we're not going to go into that. But what I want to say is that look out for this man, guys. I mean, you know, he never ceases to fail me. That there's always another project. There's always people that he's involved with. I know you're a good friend of Ian Lawman's, okay? I hope we can talk about Ian. Ian's a fantastic medium. You know, he's done a lot within the paranormal investigation, and he also does stuff and writes for magazines as well, columns where he answers questions. What have you done with Ian? I mean, I'm a little bit out of the limelight here because I'm all over the place myself. So what have you been doing with Ian? Is there anything you've done, or is there anything planned coming up?
Yeah, we are planning a future project together, but again, I can't say a lot about that because, and then Ian's got some things coming up which I can't discuss because I'm involved in that. But I first got to know Ian back in 2007.
Yeah.
He was filming on TV. I was just about to film on TV, and over the years we've kind of hit it off and we've become the bestest buddies. Like, you know, you and I have become very good friends and very close, and he is just such an amazing person. But the biggest thing I've done with Ian is Dudley Castle, when Ian was buried alive for 7 days. I presented on the final night on stage to a good crowd, and it was just the most amazing, the most electrifying night to see this guy who'd been buried, literally buried. You know, people thought because he went under on April the 1st, it was a joke and that he was coming up of an evening, but to be honest, that is impossible. It was a specially made coffin. Luckily, he had a bit of electricity down there because he did live feeds to our radio show. We did a live webcam chat when he was 6 feet under. I was in constant communication with him, you know, and his wife Julie, and it was just the most amazing thing, you know.
I mean, it must have been quite daunting for him at stages within it. I know that, you know, even as a medium, he's coped with it better because he's obviously gone into a centered state where he de-rationalizes what's going on around him. Do you understand what I mean? So
yeah,
that is amazing. How did he feel after that?
Well, it's really bizarre because I had an interview for the official DVD, which is coming out. And they asked me what was my thoughts when Ian told me he was being buried alive for 7 days. And all I said was, is he nuts? You know? And then I thought, well, actually, nothing surprises me with Ian because he thinks so much out of the box.
Yeah.
You know, he prepared for 2 years for this. People have done it. People have failed. People have been, you know, sadly killed by doing stuff like this. So he really took every precaution that him and his security team and his medical team could possibly take. I mean, there were no guarantees, you know, but it was thought that when, you know, after the 7th day, when he was dug back up, exhumed, if you will, that he wouldn't be able to walk because of muscle wastage. And do you know what? That guy stood up, jumped out and walked out. He was superhuman, and people said to him, oh my God, Ian, you're the hero.
He
turned around to them and he said, I'm no hero, David Rathband's the hero. You know, the late David Rathband from the Blue Light Foundation, who we were raising the money for. And he's so humble, Ian, you know, like yourself, is so humble, so grounded, so approachable.
Well, it is, you know, and this is somebody I'd like to have on the show in time to talk more about that. So hopefully you can put his contact my way and just let him know that it'd be interesting to talk about on the show. We're all very busy. I mean, I'm busy, obviously Ian's busy, and we don't connect as much as we would like to with these other mediums and psychics, you know. But Ian Lawman is amazing. Have you got Ian's website there at all?
Yeah, it's just ianlawman.org, www.ianlawman.org.
If you want to check out Ian's website, there you go. Go and check him out. He's an amazing medium. He's amazing psychic. And overall, there, you just heard it, he's superhuman. But check him out. I mean, like I say, you know, I've seen Ian's stuff on Facebook, bits and pieces. This is a man that's very much the people's psychic. He's a people's medium. So go and check him out. Anyway, okay. So that's covering where you've been with Ian. What other things have other people or whatever have you been working with? What other stuff have you done?
I've had the privilege to you know, work with an amazing medium, a psychic, a really gorgeous young lady, really close friend, Rachel Marie Walsh. We did a show together.
Yes.
You were there.
How's
that go? It was okay.
Yeah.
It was a tough crowd she played to. I must admit, I don't think it was maybe the right venue.
Uh-huh.
It was a tough crowd, but we got through it.
Yeah.
And thank
she's
God.
She's doing really well at the moment. So
she
I've,
is.
I've been hearing through the grapevine, and she was on the Kevin Moore show as well.
Yeah, because she was on the same show, the same day filming as myself, but not the same episode, but we filmed it at the same time, and it was great to see her. But that event in London actually knocked her confidence so much that she took a major step back, very much how some of us take steps back when things...
I was actually there that night.
Yeah.
We're talking about the same one. And I think, when I watched this young lady, and we've got to remember, she's still only young. Amazing talent. I think that it actually makes you stronger, you know. And I think that she done really well that night. I think you can beat yourself up as a medium or as a psychic as a whole. And I think that you can take that to heart. But it will never stop you going with your work because spirit won't allow that to stop. But she's doing really well now. I want to just talk to you about, you went out to Hollywood as well, about 2 years ago, wasn't it now?
Yeah, I went out to LA and I did a radio show with the lovely Sheena Messel out there, live in the studio, and had the privilege to, you know, meet various people.
Meet the guy, I can't remember his name, didn't you meet the copper guy, the American guy of the show that does the celebrity... you met him. He's the guy that does the celebrity haunting things, you know, where they tap into like the people like Marilyn Monroe and that. Isn't that correct?
Which person? I've met quite a few.
there was a guy there that was, I can't remember the show now. It was on a Sky Channel, and basically I think he was a copper or she was a copper. There was a man and a woman, and they go.
Yep, I know who you're talking about. Yep. Sorry, it threw me when you said copper.
I can't remember. I'm sure one of them was. They were detectives or psychic detectives. Anyway, weren't.
Well, she was a journalist, a British journalist, and he was a psychic, very much like yourself. Psychic. It was called Conversations with a Serial Killer. And his name's Bobby Marcheso, and Bobby and myself have become very, very, again, like you and him, very strong friends. I went out to Hollywood, spent a lot of time with Bobby and his wife and his kids, and. You know, Bobby showed me around, and I was on the Sheena Messel show with Bobby actually. And really, really great guy. Really great guy.
This is what I'm saying, right? You know, you were always meant to be in this work. And I can see you going on leaps and bounds. I know that, you know, personal life's taken a step back for you, but you know what? You are there. And when people, I'm sure there's a lot of people, because I know that when people go to me, who's big for you? That you know that has a lot of connections in the paranormal world, I say Ray Jordan, because that name to me is paranormal world to me. So, you know, even though, you know, you're not as the psychic or, you know, you're not out there as the medium as such, you are out there in a big way for me. And I think that, you know, if there's anybody out there, and I know I've got a lot of paranormal investigation teams and people that listen into this show, in America, if you are out there, just go and look. I mean, you're on Facebook, Ray. It's Ray Jordan. That's Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay. If you go and look for Ray, go and tap into and find him. There's so much knowledge he's got about what, you know, the paranormal world and the people around it in the UK. Ray, what can I say? You are an incredible guy, and. Like when I first met you and when we first come together, you're down to earth, you're grounded, you know, you're a lovable guy. You're what I call the lovable rogue.
Oh, that's really sweet. I'm just a guy, you know, trying to go on a journey. I'm no different from anybody else, just because I do things on TV, radio, stage, whatever. I'm just me, Grant. You know, I'm like Marmite.
That's like me, see, you know, because I do what I do as a medium, people think it's something that I do. This is my job. My hobbies and my passion, like yourself, you do other things as well. And, you know, like me with the singing. So we have other things outside of what we do within our work. And you are pretty much like me. And that's why I say to myself, you know, right, I take me out to you, mate, because, you know, there has been times in the past when people, you know, for certain reasons, not going too deeply into it, that go against us within our work, you know, and I know you've experienced
exactly.
That yourself.
Exactly. I mean, look at the you know, I won't go too much into it, but this is a prime example. We did an event at RAF Hendon. I lent my name to help develop this event. And it was for Jade Goody's mum, the late Jade Goody. Jackie, you know, you've met Jackie, lovely lady. We were raising money for Marie Curie and you know, the way that event turned out was just shocking. And that was a major blow, a major dent to my confidence, because unfortunately the other organizer went AWOL. Yeah. And because my name was associated with this event, you know, it fell on my shoulders. But do you know what I did? I sat there, I talked to these people, and at my own expense, I laid on an additional ghost hunt at my own expense for these people, and we had an amazing time.
Yeah, and this is what I say about you. Your heart's in the right place, Ray.
Yeah.
You know, you took a big brunt of that situation, and rightly so, these people should now look back and go, well, Ray Jordan wasn't at fault. I know you wasn't. You know, it was very hard for all of us, I think, at that time. And the thing was, this was a charity event for Macmillan.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, it was devastating. But do you know what? It's the past, mate. It's happened. Now we've got to look forward now.
Exactly. And so I you know, like you with stuff, I took some time out. I did what I did, and then I came back.
Absolutely, you know? Mate. And this is what we have to do, because do you know what? Karma comes around, and things do happen, mate. Listen, it's been amazing talking to you. I've literally run out of time. I've got loads of readings to do after I come away from you, Ray. Ray, is there any way that people can contact you or get hold of you?
Yeah, of course. You can find me on Twitter at Ray Jordan, or you can visit my website, which is www.rayjordan, that's JORDEN.com.
Fantastic. Ray, as always, mate, it's a pleasure to have you on this show. Would you do the pleasure of coming on and just having another chat towards Christmas time with me on the show?
Yeah, just give me a text and I'll be there, Grant. I'll waylay going out having a beer just for you. All right.
Well, you know, I wouldn't want to put you off the point, but because I've been out in London with you, and do you know what? This man can party on, believe me, girls and boys, he can party on. It's always a pleasure to have you on, Ray.
Cheers, mate.
You all the best. I really do in the future, because do you know what, Ray? You deserve it. You deserve it, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
That's cool.
You know, you're like I said, you are like a brother to me. I know sometimes we don't connect all the time. We are busy within our own rights, and that's good. But Ray, remember, like I say, I'm always there as much as you're always there for me. I know that. And I'm fantastic to have you on the show. And it's been a heartfelt interview, because do you know what? Like I say, I know exactly where you've been, mate. And that journey, what we go through, isn't an easy one. So I wish you all the best, mate.
Cheers. That's really sweet. Thanks, Grant.
No problem, mate. The lovely Ray Jordan. Ray is an amazing guy. Believe me, guys, go and check him out. Like he says, he's on Twitter, he's on Facebook. Go and check the guy out. He's just an amazing guy, and do you know what? He's connected with a lot of people. So if you've heard of some of them names, you know exactly where Ray's been. Okay, we're coming to the second part of the show, and wow, it has gone buzzing by. And I can't keep up with myself. It's gone that quick. But I've got to say to you guys, so far we've had two amazing guests. I'm going to be doing some readings in a short while, because I know you guys are sitting patiently on the sidelines. And I do believe we could well have a surprise shock. We might well have the lovely Andy Hudson back after. So keep your ears pinned back for that one. We're going to play a lovely piece of music now, and it goes something like this.
Oh.
Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Wow, sorry about that, guys. I was a little bit previous then. The lovely Mike Davis. And I know Mike, he's somewhere in the background. I'm sure he is listening. I know he's out in Norway at the moment. Bless him. Do you know what? He was busy today. I think he was doing about 20 readings today. How busy is that? Wow. But there was a lovely song just before that by the late, great Eva Cassidy. A song that always touches my heart, brings a tear to my eye. Eva Cassidy, what a fantastic energy. Always, always, always touches me. Okay, there you go. So there's the guests gone, but we've got one coming back in. I do believe we've still got Andy Hudson on the line. Andy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, fantastic. Because, Andy, we're going to do some joint readings, my darling.
Excellent, that sounds good.
Okay.
Fun.
So be prepared. I hope you've got your crystals at hand. I'm sure you
have. Oh, all over the place. I won't tell you where the crystals are.
I could only imagine. But we do have some callers on the line. I'm sure we have Dee on the line. Dee, are you there? Dee? Hello, are you there?
Hello. Did I frighten you, Dee?
Oh, there she is. Hello, Dee. Hello, darling. Are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, hello. Dee, where are you calling from, my darling?
Atlanta.
Oh, okay, fantastic. What I'm going to do is there any specific question that you want to ask, or do you want a general reading?
I was just curious about my job situation.
Okay, your job situation. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass you over to Andy because she's our lovely guest, and I'm going to let her start it with and see what she's picking up. Andy, it's over to you, my darling.
Okay. Hello, Dee. Good evening. Nice to hear your
Hi,
voice.
Hi, how are you?
All good this end in UK. Now, just linking into you, and I'll explain how I'm linking into you through the vibration of your voice. I'm sensing an awful lot already. And I'm being told here by spirit, by your guides, don't lose the confidence over what's happened is the first thing they're saying. The other thing is there seems to be great changes around in whatever the industry is you work in. But you can grasp, certainly in the new year, what it is you really want to do. And I see you using more of your skills, of your actual capabilities, your communication skills, and there seems to be a sort of, I don't know what this is, I'm going to ask you what it is, but coming from spirit, something to do with research as well for the new year. Can you take any of that from spirit?
Well, currently I'm in school, doing my master's.
Right.
For social work, that's pretty much it.
So
right
in
now,
the,
I just work a part-time.
In the new year, are you going in to do training and working with people?
Not that I know of.
Well, I want you to take this because I'm getting that you will. So it's almost interactive. You study, but also you'll be observing and be involved with a certain service, which is obviously social working. Yeah.
okay.
Which state are you in?
Georgia.
Okay. I'd like you to do a bit of research. I don't know if that's what they meant, because I heard the word research for you, to find out, because it will help you tremendously with your master's if you can be a bit more involved with the reality of it, because social workers today are changing. A lot of them are a lot more intuitive, and they're starting to be able to help people at a higher level. And they're just telling me you have intuition, and you will be able to use this. Does this make sense to you from spirit?
Yes, but I just don't really know how to use it to my full capacity.
Okay.
It just comes whenever.
Whenever it feels like it.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
The gut reaction, I'm being told you will be developing on the knowing level first. So it's like an internal knowing. For example, if you were sitting in front of two people, say a father and a daughter, you would get an idea about the true relationship as opposed to what they were saying to you, okay? And this is very, very necessary mm-hmm. in social work today, okay? So you could never be hoodwinked. Mm-hmm. They're telling me she's going to be absolutely brilliant. She will not be hoodwinked, okay? Do you understand
yeah.
my expression?
And it's pretty funny because I always tell my friends that when they try to lie to me and stuff like that. Can I have a quick question? Another one.
Indeed, go ahead.
Do you see anything as far as relationships?
Say that again to me.
As far as relationships?
You want to have a relationship reading?
Yes. Do you see anything? Not.
I mean, I have to tell you, I have two people around you at the moment. This is what I'm being told. And there seems to be quite a sort of, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
You're not allowed to say it, are you?
Hello.
Yes, I mean, and I see that there's a lot more opportunities for you with the one that's taller. So I'm seeing someone.
Oh, no, I don't, actually, it's only one person right now. And I'm trying to get rid of him because he's like.
Well, who's. Tall one.
The tall one, he works with me, I think that's the one. He works with me, but he has a girlfriend, so.
Yeah, but he holds the light, too. He does.
I texted him. He didn't text me back. Huh?
Yeah, well, he's a dark horse, and he likes to wait for a reaction, apparently. And, yes, he does have a girlfriend, but that doesn't mean to say it's the end of the world, and you know, they're not engaged and they don't own each other. It's something you learn when you develop spirituality. Nobody owns anyone. But I just want to tell you that they're telling me that come Christmas, there's two energies around you. One, you have to say, go away and leave me alone. And the other one, you say, okay, come back in. I'd like to get to know you a bit more. Okay? Does
okay,
that help?
I've been trying to get rid of that one, but he keeps coming back. Well, I guess I'll allow him to. So.
Well, I tell you what, you just get an amethyst, a piece of amethyst. I want you to cleanse it in cold water. You just run it under the tap for a few moments, and then you program it in your left hand that correlates to the right side of your brain, which is your intuition, your imagination, and everything you are very good at, Dee. And you just program it to get rid of him. And I promise you.
Now, what did you say, dude? I didn't hear the first part. I'm sorry.
Get some amethyst stone. It's the purple stone that you'll see in shops, in crystal shops, holistic shops, creative shops.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the stone that you can actually program to help you to protect your energies from someone. And then you use the stone because the stone actually accelerates your thoughts and sends your thoughts out to the universe, and you just say in a quiet moment meditation, I now release you with love and light, and he's going to go, even though I know you'd much prefer to say, get out of my life and be quite tough with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to be really gentle and just say, I will go with love and light, okay?
Okay.
And he will not be able to come back in because you're not putting out negative energies, you're not using energy to block him. but we're doing a very spiritual thing which will help him to go away. Okay, so we need a bit of feedback in the program about that in the future. We'd like to know how you get on, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, bless you, Dee. I hope that's given you a bit of clarity, my darling. Like you say,
we
Andy
did.
Always picks up on another energy around. So remember that other guy, because it, like she says, she's never wrong. There's always another energy there. God bless you. I hope that's helped you, darling. Love and light to you.
All right.
And God
Thanks.
And God bless.
God bless. Bye.
God bless. Bye.
Ah, lovely. Well done, Andy. Lovely, lovely reading and lovely energy pick up there. Okay, we got the lovely Sophia on the line next. Sophia, are you there? Sophia. They're slow coming through tonight, Anne.
Hi,
Sophia,
can you hear me?
Hello, hello.
Hi, I could hear you, hello. But you couldn't hear me.
Ah, right, I can hear you now, darling. Whereabouts are you calling from, Sophia?
I'm calling from California.
Fantastic, the Sunshine State. Well, I'm very jealous.
No sunshine today. Very grey. It's more like London today.
Oh, well,
that's
know what?
Okay. We need our rain.
You've probably got better surroundings and better views than what we've got here in London. So I'm still jealous.
Okay, I'll let you be jealous then.
Okay, let's come away from the jealousy bit and let me do a reading for you, my darling.
Thank you.
Is there anything specific you want me to tune into, or do you want me to go into a general reading?
My dad showed up in a dream about a week ago, and that's kind of rare when he shows up in my dreams. It's usually when there is a big question or a big change. And so, I don't know if he has anything he's trying particularly to convey, but my question is around relationship. If you see a marriage or a committed relation coming up in the near future.
Okay, right. Well, let me tune into your father's energy here, because I almost got the feeling that I've got a very, very strong man here. He would have been quite a strong man in life. Do you understand what I mean? Quite a broad energy. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah, but when I tap into his energy here, there's this feeling that he become very, very frail towards the end of his life. Do you understand that?
I didn't see him towards the end.
Don't worry too much, because it just feels like I'm picking up his energy that would have drifted down, and you know, his weight would have come off him a little bit. Do you know what I mean? So
okay.
I felt like his energy level was dropped before he passed over to the spirit world. As he comes forward to me, he gives me the impression that there should be communication with a female to the side. So I don't know if this is a sister of yours. Have you got a sister?
Yes.
Right, now where is the complication, or where is the, not complication, but where is the distancing between you and a sister? Is that the youngest sister?
I have an older and a younger, but my older sister is my half-sister.
Right, okay, but I'm going to your youngest then, okay?
Okay,
and
so
I feel
she's
like
my
this,
sister, yeah.
Right, now
yeah.
The reason why he's come forward is there's a situation around your youngest sister, okay? That makes
okay.
me feel like he's coming forward, that you need to put that energy forward for her. Do you understand what I mean? Almost like
okay.
getting in contact, or there's something
yes.
going on around her that I feel that he's coming forward to let you know about. Do you understand what
okay.
I mean?
Okay. Yeah, something
Would
that's coming
up. Right. I think it's something she's going through at the moment, is what from what he's giving me within the feeling here. So
okay.
there's this energy.
She and I talk, but we don't talk, you know, like it's not like on a weekly basis, but we do talk, and
right,
she
okay.
doesn't really share a lot. So she keeps a lot to herself.
Gotcha. Well, there's something here he's trying to let you know about. So that's something you may find out in the coming weeks, okay?
Okay.
But I do feel he's giving me March here as a connection. Can you understand that as a birthday or a celebration?
March. That was his birthday.
There you go. So he's validating his birthday for you, okay?
Okay.
And he's letting you know here, he's letting you know that he's around you very, very much at the moment, okay? And I feel this could also be, are you feeling quite, not low, but feeling like you're distant from people? Does that make sense to you?
In the past, not right now, but I had some health issues, so I was not socializing as much as I was accustomed to.
That makes total sense to me, darling. Now, I've got a feeling here, as I'm looking in, I'll come into the love relationship side bit in a minute. But as I've got here, I've got a feeling that I've got a man with glasses on. Did your father wear glasses?
His brother did.
No, I've got him wearing glasses, and he's taken them off, so I know that they didn't wear them all the time. Do you understand this?
Yeah, he didn't wear glasses, though, unless he wore them towards the end of his life, but I never saw him with glasses.
Okay, he's given them to you. Do you need the glasses at the moment?
Yes, I do, but I hardly wear them.
Right, that's what he's trying to give me. So it wasn't symbolic to him. He's giving them to you. So it's symbolic within the energy, like you need to have your eyes tested. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, I do. I do.
Right,
I avoid
okay.
it.
As long as you understand that, because as he gives them, he passes them over to you. So it wasn't symbolic, maybe, that he wasn't wearing them for himself. He wants to say to you here, who? Okay. Can you look out for the name Alan or Al? Okay. I feel that there's a new energy coming in. I know you're single at the moment. Does that make sense to you?
Well, there's someone that I am in touch with that doesn't live here. He lives overseas.
What?
And he did say he wants to come and visit. So that's where we are.
I wouldn't put it down from what they're giving me from spirit, or hold on to it as a relationship, okay? I see a friendship,
yeah.
But I feel this man's quite committed with the other energies. Do you understand this?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
He's committed around work. Do you understand this?
Yeah, that's true.
Right, and work is a big part area of his thing, and it's something at the moment that he can't be committed to within a relationship. Now,
well, the thing is, I'm very committed to school, so I'm getting ready to graduate with honors, and so my focus has been school.
Okay, who would Jack or Jackie be? Because I've just been shouted that in my ear. Who's Jack or Jackie? Jackie. He keeps giving it to me. Jackie. It's a female. Who's Jackie? And he wants to take you back in time. So this would have been somebody that around the energy, it wasn't family, but he's giving you a memory back to the Jack or Jacqueline. Do you understand what I mean? But I know it's a female energy.
A female. So Jack and Jacqueline are now Jack Kennedy. I don't know when they were like Camelot. I'm not sure.
Right, but I just know that he's taking me back to a memory of somebody that he knew that might have been when you were younger, but he feels he's got this energy over there with him. He says to me here that I've got a good friendship with you and this guy, but I feel that even though I've got another guy coming in, this Alan, I feel that there's an energy where you may be conflicting with two energies coming forward to you here, okay? The other guy feels like he's committed at the moment. I'm not just ruling out within the energy that he may not come in, because that's not what they give me. Spirit work on an energy where, you know, at the end of the day, we've got free will. And at the end of the day, we make choices. Do you understand what I mean? It's about how we deal with it at the time. But there will be a conflicting energy of an Al or an Alan, okay, where I feel that this energy will come forward to you too. But it won't be until the energy of October next year, okay?
So next year, okay.
So don't put it in your mind at the moment. Just remember it as and when it comes forward. I've also got to say to you also here that I feel that you – I don't know what he's trying to give me here, but he's showing me something. I'm looking down at the floor, and I feel like I need to change a carpet or I need to change a flooring. Have you been talking about changing a flooring in the house?
Well, yes, but I actually, if I could have my druthers, I would have hardwood floors instead of some carpeting.
Have you been talking about this?
I've been thinking about it, but I wouldn't invest the money because I don't own this place.
Because that's obviously what he's been picking up. He's been picking up on your thoughts of what you've been thinking, and he knows about this. Do you understand what I mean? He's been it's almost like a dark wood. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's just showing me. It's just his validation to let you know he's around. And he says, he also says to me here that where the energy of this man that you are in contact with, the one that you are interested in at the moment, can I go back 2 years where I feel like his energy come forward or come closer? Do you understand what I mean by this?
2 years ago?
Yep. where you had either more contact. Yeah, okay, because you've given me more contact. I do get a good energy between you two. I just feel at the moment there's almost this time of where he's just not ready to come forward. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And I'm not either, but I do think that a time will open up. I think a good time will open up, especially
absolutely.
Since I'm going to graduate.
Absolutely. Now, it might just well be you've got another conflicting energy coming forward in the process. So remember it, okay? And I've got to say to you also here, your father's brought a dog in. He's just brought a dog in to the side of me, a pet dog. And I feel this is quite a short-looking dog, probably not small, but it's got like a curl in its hair. Do you understand what this dog is?
Yes, yes, I do. It was a dog my grandma used to have at my grandma's house.
And he's brought this forward, and it's almost like it's around him, running about all over the place. Okay, but he says to me, look, stay patient, okay, where love and relationship comes in. And he said, it will come forward for you, but just not yet. There's still a bit of time on this, okay? I feel you're busy.
Okay.
I feel that he's busy, and you're going to have this intervention of another guy that steps forward, all right? So just watch all this carefully, and
okay.
I hope that's helped you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, bless your heart, darling. Remember, also, there's a birthday or a celebration coming up in December.
In December, yes.
Yeah.
I have three birthdays in December.
He's just letting you know that he's around for them as well.
Okay, thank you so much. God bless.
No problem. God bless you. Take care. There you go.
Take care.
Oh, there you go. The lovely Sophia. Bless her heart. It's good to know that your father's around, you know. Do you know what? I can't imagine what it's like to lose my father or my mother, but do you know what? I hope that the connections come through like that when their time's up, basically, because it's nice to know that they're still comfortable and they're by their sides. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop rambling on now, Andy, because I can ramble on for Britain, as you well know. We had the lovely Ashish on the line. Ashish, are you there?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello, Ashish. Ashish, now, whereabouts are you calling from, Ashish?
I'm calling from California.
Now, I read for you the other day. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Andy Hudson. And Andy Hudson's going to pick up on, see what she can pick up for you, okay?
Yep, sure.
Away you go, Andy.
Okay. Hi, Ashish.
Well, hi, Andy. How are you?
Good morning. We're all good here. Cold, wet, damp, foggy Britain, but we're very happy with it. I'm sitting here surrounded with crystals, and I'm just wondering why I'm getting from your spirit guides, having linked into your voice vibration, something to do with a confusion with a decision that's right in front of you over the next month.
Oh, yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, and you've got to pull in all your confidence, all your belief in yourself, and they're telling me, I've got two or three different guides and master guides coming in here for you. They're just saying, just pull in all your strength, Ashish. Don't be thrown by the difficult energies that are around you. There's quite a lot of people that don't understand your level of how you work and the
right.
level of how you have a sensitivity towards your work. But this sensitivity is your strength. And I know you've been coming up against some quite difficult, stubborn people. And the spirit guides are saying, please don't let them shake your confidence because you will make a decision about your life, and it will be the right one because of your gut feeling. Okay? Does that make
okay.
sense?
Yeah, it does. It completely makes sense.
Your sense of being, your sense of you, is going to change dramatically once you pull back your total power. We all in our lifetimes come across difficult situations. If you've been listening to our program this evening, we were talking about difficult situations, for example, for us as mediums, as channelers, as psychics. And it's the same for all of us in life. There are moments when others will literally contradict us or try and put us down at some stage. And I'm seeing that has happened to you in the past. And I'm being told to tell you it was to strengthen you, not weaken you. And you have to know that you now listen to your gut. You listen to your center of your being, because that's your truth and that will win you through. Does this make sense, what they're giving me?
Oh, yeah, it does. It completely does. Because it feels like for me that, you know, since the middle of this year, I have been going through a change, big change throughout my life. I mean, the whole of my life is getting changed.
Yes, well, we are all as human beings going through massive changes at the moment, and we are in this sort of decade of change. We've popped out of that one. We're into 2 years into the next. And, of course, because you're a sensitive person, you're affected by the planets, by the energies of the moon particularly, because you are an emotional person. And you need to ground yourself, I'm being told. You need to best imagine those feet of yours have great, big, extraordinary roots, and they can go right into the middle of Mother Earth and pull up all the grounding so you can deal with all the situations that are going on in front of you, okay?
Yep.
Do you understand this?
Yes, completely.
I'd like you to get some clear quartz, a clear quartz termination around you, which gives us an enormous amount of clarity of thought when we look into the perfectness of these crystals. You know, some people just think they're pretty objects. They certainly are not. They've got this huge power to make us have clarity of thought. The clear quartz is the one that literally people who don't know about crystals, they say, oh, is that glass? And it's not glass. It's crystal. Do you know which one I mean?
No, I do not.
Crystal quartz, clear.
Okay. And maybe I will go on your site and find that out. I have the link for your site.
Yes. And there's two women around you. I don't know if they're in your family of origin or work or relationships. But I'm being told, don't be dominated. Don't be pushed around. You claim your power and you don't let them affect your thinking. Okay?
Yep, okay. That makes sense.
Makes sense. Can you sort of identify in your life without going into detail who they are?
Well, I mean, that could be one of my, you know, the girl that I was dating previously, and I'm still trying to get back to her, so that might be it.
I have to tell you, I was told right then that she won't come back. I'm sorry to tell you. But it's better that you have this, because then you have your power. Because there was all sorts of lack of communication between you two, I was told. And it's going to be better for you to find someone who's on your wavelength, okay?
Okay,
Feel you're talking to someone and it's working and it flows and there's no disagreements because you two are on a parallel path. That's what's coming towards you, okay?
Yep, sure. And do you see a change, me doing a business soon or changing my line of career this year?
Well, I can see a lot of paperwork around. I can see lots of plans around you. I can see you talking to people. And the best way for you to proceed from now on is to have your own business.
Okay.
You must do it. And I see one other man coming in with you.
Okay.
And also one more thing before you go, because I know that our program is short now and coming towards an end, is that they're talking to me about banks, and you've got to, when you set up this business, have a completely different bank to the one that you have been with. And these people are going to give you a lot of support. Well, that's interesting to hear, isn't it? Is any bankers listening? Okay. I hope they heard that. Did you hear me now? Yeah.
Yes, I did, yeah.
Yes? Would you like to ask any one more question before we go?
No, I mean, I think that is all that I wanted to ask.
Good. Well, keep your confidence, remember your skills, and you get that quartz crystal, it'll change your life. Bye for now. I'd love to speak to you.
Yep, sure.
Goodbye. Thanks. Goodbye, Ashish, and it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. God bless you, and I hope it all goes well for you. And. Lovely reading, Andy. Andy, what we're going to do, we're going to have a piece of music just to bring the energy levels back so we can go be free and clear to the next one.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to have a lovely piece of music. Now, I heard through the grapevine you're a bit of a singer as well.
Indeed. I do love to sing soul and blues. So.
Well, I've one that I sung.
Oh, wonderful.
And, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a shocker to a few people. But, yes, I am a singer. Yes, I am going to audition for Britain's Got Talent next week.
Excellent.
And, yeah, and I'm doing it's a bit of a surprise. I can't go too deep into it. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. But it also combines the energy of the work as well. So
absolutely. It's intuitive, emotional stuff I'm getting here.
So pin your ears back for this one, guys. I hope I know Nick Humphries is listening and he's like, oh no, please don't. Nick Humphries is our lovely other host. He's our medium, bless him.
And one thing, Grant, I want to say is that I have a Jeremy, a Cherie and a Coconut listening in Australia to this program, and
wow,
they love music too, so hello to those three. Let's hear you.
Okay, well, here it goes. It goes a little something like this.
Let there be you, let there be me, let there be oysters under the sea, let there be wind, occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds that sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please let there be love. Let there be cuckoo, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please let there be love. 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 Let there be love.
Everyone, that was myself, and do you know what? I've got to say to you, I wasn't feeling that well that day I sung that song. I was actually had a cold and a flu. That's no excuse, but that was actually recorded in a friend's garage down here in Kent in the southeast of England. I just pulled up one day and I'd done 3 or 4 songs, and he just went for it. And I thought, do you know what? I'll go for it. So there you go. It didn't sound too bad. And I thought, well, that's probably one of the best out of the 4 that I did. So I thought I'd play it for you guys tonight. And
thank you.
And that's what it's all about. Letting it be love. I think that love is important at the end of the day. And I've always said this to people. You know, let there be love with inside yourself. Because if you're struggling within relationships, and I know that Andy gets a lot of relationship readings come through as well, and she'll back me up when I say this. I think it's important to love yourself as
absolutely
much to bring love forward. You know, that's very, it's very, easy to want love, but if you're not in the right place and you don't love yourself at the time, then you're not ready to accept loving.
Absolutely.
We're
magnets, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you've got to love ourselves in the right, and we've got to be in the right place to bring relationship in. Now, I'm not going to ramble on because otherwise we could go on and on. We've got callers coming in.
Okay.
Now, I know our next caller is Area 720. So, Area 720, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello. What's your name, darling?
My name is Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, what a lovely... Do you know what? I knew a Cheyenne once, and she worked with the Syrian energy with Egypt, and she did meditation there. So what a beautiful name. Anything specific you want to ask me, my darling, or do you want to go into a general reading and see what I pick up?
Well, I'm confused. I originally called. I have this person that I met, and I do... I'm a medium like you guys are.
Yep.
And I do readings and stuff, and I was doing readings on a show a few weeks ago, and I was told that this person, that there would be this man come into my life, and he would find me, and he found me on this show that I was doing. And,
fantastic.
You know, we talked a lot, and he's kind of disappeared. So I am not knowing what to think about. He lives across the United States. He lives on the East Coast, and I live in Colorado.
Well, isn't it a bit weird how I've just mentioned we have to love ourselves and be in the right place before we can sort of bring ourselves to put the energy into somebody else? Because that's exactly what Spirit have just said to me. That at the moment, this guy is in an energy where he feels like he's a little bit all over the place. Do you understand what I mean by this?
He said he was really overwhelmed. That was something he said to me a couple of times.
Because this guy, he likes you, but there's this fear with inside him, and I'm connecting with my guide direct here at the moment, so I haven't picked up on any energies around. But my guide's actually saying to me here that this guy does want to come forward. He's in an area where he's still clearing up the energy of something from the past, and I feel that's within his emotions, and that's not literally. Do you understand what I mean by this? Because
yes,
there's a feeling. There's a feeling here from what I'm getting here is this energy does want. He's a very sensitive character. What star sign would he be? Because I pick up on a very watery sign with him.
Yeah, he's Aquarius, which is the water bearer, but it's an air sign.
Absolutely. So when it comes into that Aries field, Aries people can be very protective within their energy, okay? And sometimes they can be a little bit insecure. So... And I'm not ruling out as all Aquarians are insecure as a whole, but they can be very insecure from past energies. So it takes them a little time to get into the energy of a new person. But I am getting a connection here where I feel that this will only be days more than weeks where I feel that he's coming back into the energy. And I actually feel that what we've got really here is a Monday connection. So I'm going to go to this Monday coming because I feel it was that close, okay? Now, I am feeling also that with this, that if you turned over a deck of cards on this, you would have kept getting the Two of Cups. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked at that yourself? Have you been dealing the cards yourself and getting the Two of Cups?
I don't do tarot cards, but I do oracle cards, and I haven't done the cards at all.
Now, I haven't got a deck of cards in front of me. I do work with the cards, but I'm linking directly with Spirit here. But my guide's working very close to me at the moment, and he's showing me the Two of Cups. So the Two of Cups, well, we all understand this is about a companionship, a friendship, something new, something really good. I like it because it's equivalent to the Lover's card, okay? And it also can mean a deep commitment on a soul level, like a soul connection, soul partner feel. And I'm actually feeling this is good. But I get the energy also here that with him, there's this feeling of underconfidence about himself. Do you understand this?
Yes, yes.
And I don't get just within the energy of what I just talked about with past relationship. That's one thing. But I do get the feeling that there's an undercurrent feel of energy of when he looks in at himself. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't understand it, then maybe it's something that you may not know about. But if you do, fantastic. But I'm actually getting a guy here that's very, very deep. but I do feel that he's got a few demons. Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually, I do some of that clearing stuff off of people.
Right.
And I cleared a whole bunch of, like, there was stuff in his house, and I cleared that out of his house. And he does have some, like, negative energy attached to him. I've been working on that for him from a distance. So, yeah, I really get that he's, my guides told me that he doesn't have very good judgment where women are concerned.
Right. Now, I don't know what the connection spiritually, I don't know what the connection is spiritually to birds, but at one level I got shown an owl here. But, it, you know, like the eagle owls, the massive eagle owl, I'm being shown this. So this guy is very wise, but he's also very, very strong as well, even though he's sensitive. So I do feel that he will get through this in time. I feel that you are a good connection for him. And I also feel that you need to smother him with gold light protection. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, yes.
Okay, because they're saying to me, smother him with gold and put out positive vibes around it. I actually feel if we come back to you, okay, I feel that this is something you've longed for within a relationship for quite a while. Do you understand that?
Yeah, yeah, I've been looking for someone who can understand me.
Absolutely. Because if we go back in the past, you've had complications in that area. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Absolutely. So I feel that this guy has been brought forward for you for a reason, okay? Now, they're giving me August here as well. So whose birthday is in August around you or around the family?
My son and my daughter's birthday is in August. One is at the beginning of the month and one is at the end of the month.
That is absolutely fantastic. As I want to say, I feel like I've got a father in spirit. Is your dad passed?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel also that I want to give you a J name, okay, connected around. So I don't know if that's John, Joe, or Joey. Who's that?
Okay. My father's name was Lee.
Okay. Who's the J-O name? Joe, John? And I want to go, if it's not him, there's energies behind him here. Because I've got about, you pull energy in big time. And there's also a child in spirit as well.
Her name is Gabriella. She was a child I lost.
Yeah, and I feel also that while I say to you, there's a fairness in her hair. She has a fairness in her hair. Almost like a mousy brown.
Okay, that could be. I've had a couple of miscarriages, so that could be one of them.
Okay. I've also got the feeling here that Annabelle, who's that? Annabelle. There's an A-N female name, Annie, and I'm still getting it. But don't think about the children now. Think beyond either grandparents, great-grandparents, but I've got energies coming forward here.
I want to say that the Anne is my grandmother on my father's side.
That makes total sense to me because I feel like I was going above him and I feel like I've got all their energies coming forward here. And I've also got the energy passed down from with your gift, passed down through the family on that side. Does that make sense to you? Right. And I feel that all these energies are around you. I would just say stay focused about where you are within the energy of this man. He has been brought forward to connect you. And I've got to say to you, I think he's going to surprise you within the energy of his work around the work. Do you understand this?
Yes.
So just look out for all this. And there's also a man I'm being shown here with a beard. Who's that?
That would be my father.
That's what is it? Did your dad have a beard and it was graying with glasses as well?
He did wear glasses occasionally, but yeah, he had white hair ever since I can remember. So
that's it. Because I'm looking at the graying on the beard here. I'm looking at the graying on the beard, it didn't look white. It looks almost silvery. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And as I look at him, there's this real loving energy that comes from him. There's this real sort of caring energy.
Okay.
But he feels like he wanted to turn around and say that he wanted to be closer to you before he passed. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I was close to my father, but he was not a nice person to me most of the time when he was alive.
Yep.
But I know that like, he's here to guide me now, so.
Yeah, he is. Do you know what? His energy has so changed, because this is what happens, as you know, within the energy of what he was like on the material plane. But I do feel that he's very much around you. He wants to give you a flower here, and it's white, okay? It looks like a daisy, but it looks like a big daisy with a yellow center. Would you understand what that might be for?
Normally, if they give me that, it could
signify the month of May or June. Do you understand this?
That's my birthday. May is my birthday.
There you go, because he's signifying that he's around you and he's giving you that and notifying that by the flower.
Okay.
Okay, my darling, I hope that's helped you and I wish you all the best.
It has. Thank you very much.
Oh, God bless you. Love and light to you, darling.
You guys have a wonderful day.
And you. God bless you. God bless you.
All right. Oh, take care.
Bless the lovely Lynn. Bless her heart. Oh, Andy, we've got another one. Can we fit this one in sort of within the next 6-7 minutes?
Let's
is that okay?
Let's do it together. You get something, I'll get something. We'll give a double whammy to send them off.
Fantastic. I do believe, I don't know, I think we've got another caller on the line. Let me just have a little look. Have we got a caller on the line? Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello. What's your name, my darling?
Oh, this is Lynn.
Hello, Lynn. Oh, it was Lynn. Oh, right. Okay. Sorry. I'm looking at my list here. We've got Lynn now. Lynn, bless you, my darling. Good to have you on the line. Where are you from?
I'm also from California. You have a lot of Californians today.
I don't mind that. California, you can come from ever, but California, lovely. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand you over to the lovely Andy. Okay, is there anything specific that you want to ask, my darling?
Well, I just wanted to say you have a beautiful voice, number one, and good luck on the show. And I'm going to make sure I watch it.
Bless your heart. Do you know what? That's made my day. Well, actually, made my year, actually. Aww. Somebody's saying I've got a lovely voice. So,
Grant, I think you should give her the reading.
I think I should give her.
I can feel she really wants you to give the reading. Isn't that so, Lynn?
I just love seeing people or hearing about people trying to get, getting their dreams and things. I just love that. I love hearing that in the voices, too. It's wonderful.
That's beautiful. Okay, well, we'll do this as a joint one. I'll do a few minutes, and then I'll pass it over to Andy, and she can finish off.
Just pretty much a general reading. I've been wondering about my spiritual, because last month I feel like I'm more spiritual rather than the old-fashioned brought up in the church. I was just wondering how that's going to go.
Okay, listen, I tell you what, Grant, I just got something for you, Lynn.
Yeah, go on, go for it.
It's taken you quite a few years to dispel all the old teaching, because it was heavy around you when you were younger, and it was there for years and years, and suddenly you're seeing little rays of light, because I was seeing beautiful windows opening, and you're suddenly getting feelings, sensing, your intuition, understand that spirit and spirit within you makes sense more than any religion or anything you've ever been taught. So this is the right time for you to develop. I see teachers around you. I see a circle that you could go to. And I see you very slowly having the strength to say, you know what, this is fine. It's safe, because you were taught it wasn't safe years ago. Mm-hmm. And the fear has gone now. There's a teeny bit left. And just remember about fear. It's false evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. Okay? I'm going to leave with you with that and pass you over to Grant.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I got to say to you, there's this lovely energy of a female in spirit here, lovely energy, and I feel like I want to go above you once. Is Mum in spirit, my darling? Because I got Mum here, but I almost feel like I've got a very standoffish approach from Mum sometimes. Do you understand what I mean by this?
My mom's still living.
Right, okay. Who's the very standoff person? Because it almost felt like I'm going to Mum's side. So it could be your grandmother. Now, normally if that comes up in that energy, it could well be that you might have been very, very close to your grandmother, or she would have brought you up as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes. My grandmother even breastfed me. That was kind
there
of
there you
different.
Go. Because she comes across giving me this energy, almost feeling like she's your mother. That's the motherly feel of your grandmother. But there's very standoff approach about her at the moment. Now, the reason why she's standoff is because she's saying to me here that there's something you should be doing around the energy of connection around family here on the earth plane. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a connection like either your mum or there's family connections where I feel that you need to find a peace within your heart chakra to make it work as a to combine it to make it complete. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, I can understand our family, yes.
Because I got a lovely energy from you, and I don't feel it's from you that the energy is stale. Do you understand what I mean? I feel it's from that other person. But I feel that the connection needs to be made, and I feel within you, I do feel that it will be made. And once that connection's been made, my darling, okay, I actually feel that you're going to start to feel a lot more easier within finding connection on the spiritual level. Do you understand what I mean? Because you are very spiritual.
Good, yes.
Sorry, go and say that
the
again.
The reason why I asked this also is that I've been actually a nurse for like 20, 30 years, and I want to open up like an assisted living, board and care home, but now I want it to be holistic, natural, organic.
Do you know what, Lynn? I wish you hadn't have just jumped in and told me that, because I was just about to say there's a natural healing quality within you that normally subsequates that you've worked as the healer naturally on the earth plane. And you're now taking it into the spiritual realm.
Yes.
Have you been thinking of doing Reiki healing?
Oh, my gosh. I signed up for that class in January, 1, 2, and Master.
Because do you know what? You will. You will be healing, and you will be healing through Reiki. And I've got to say to you, you've got such a journey ahead of you. There's this such lovely. Do you know what? When I look at you, it's almost like looking at you walking through the Garden of Eden. I just see all these beautiful flowers and blossom flying everywhere. But it's almost like you're putting out your hands on your spiritual now, out to people and connecting with them and healing them through the process. And we're not just talking about conditions of health. We're talking about people that are going through dramatic depressional changes within their life. And you're actually touching them, their souls, within this energy. And I feel that your grandmother here would have done that in life. You've got so much of her energy here, and she's passing it down to you like a main guide. Like she wants to say to you, when you were three, there was big... I've got a short space of time, so I'm going to go with this very quickly. When you were three, there was an energy here where things changed in your life. So I don't know what that's about. What happened when you was three?
I don't know. Maybe I was baptized.
Okay, I don't know if it's that, but go away and remove it. Look, listen, darling, I haven't got a lot of time. We're running out of time.
I'm gonna
leave your grandmother's love with you, bless her. But remember everything
Thank
I said.
You.
What a fantastic energy. I'll see you later, darling. God bless. Andy,
Thank yep. you.
It's been a pleasure to have you on the show tonight,
it's been
darling.
Great, Grant.
And everybody, and everybody out there, guys, you can get hold of Andy at www.andyhudson.com. Go and look for her. And again, Andy, it's been an absolute pleasure, my darling.
It's been a joy. We'll sing together online one day.
We certainly will. Good night, guys. And remember, you're never, ever alone.
Thanks for listening to Above and Beyond with celebrity medium Grant Collier. Join him again next Friday, where he will be bringing through and connecting with spirit here live on Mike Spirit FM. Until then, have a blessed week, and remember, you're not alone. If you Google Grant Collier, his website will come up number one. It's www.grantcollier.co.uk.